whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting once again with Dan Lathrop from Lathrop Insurance. Welcome back to the program, Dan.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Nice to have you with us, and we're going to find out what's new in the insurance world, as well as some old problems that are always there, things that seem to keep happening. Probably should just say happy 4th of July to everyone. It's a great time of year, great summer. We've had some great weather the last couple weeks, and here we are. This is officially it, right?
This is officially the launch of summer in Rhode Island, that 4th of July weekend.
There you go.
Excited to have
it. And Lathrop Insurance is located in Westerly, Rhode Island. If you're not familiar, you should be by now. It's a long-standing institution. Dan is, what, second or third generation?
We're actually fourth generation.
That's what I said, fourth generation.
And we have some new offices at 33 Crestview Drive in Westerly. So definitely swing by and have a look.
All right. And there's a website if people want to check it out while they're listening.
Absolutely. It's lathropinsurance.com. That's LATHROP insurance, all spelled out, .com.
And if you have any questions, they actually have real people that work in the office. You can call too, right?
That we do. We have real live human beings.
And the phone number to catch those people?
The phone number is 401-596-2525. And our hours are 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. Although we are closed this Monday for the 4th of July.
All right. There you go. But you can call anytime and leave a message should something come up. There's an emergency service and so forth.
There is, and we have 24/7 backup on real people that are answer the phone.
There you go. All right. Now, insurance, something that everyone has, but most everyone, particularly people that are listening to us right now, have in one form or another. And you came in to the studio the other day and did a commercial spot, which really woke me up. You did a commercial spot talking about homeowners insurance, mm-hmm. and how people get, like everybody. I know, like I can't remember the last time I looked at my insurance policy to review it. But you're encouraging people to do that now because in the commercial you said that if someone had to replace a house, that they maybe lived in or bought 20 years ago, which is a lot of people, they're not going to replace it for the same money they built it for.
No, and even over the last 2 years with the effects of the pandemic, with the effects of inflation, and just everything happening in the global economy, the cost of rebuilding a house has increased 40 to 50%, especially in the coastal areas over the last couple of years.
I want to make sure everybody heard that, 40 to 50%. So a $500,000 house is now going to be $750,000.
And even things like appliances, in 2020, a Wolf double oven was $6,100. Now it's over $10,000 to buy that same double oven. So things like that we don't always think about. Even a square of shingles for your roof has gone up 31%, and
plywood
has doubled.
It's unbelievable.
It is crazy. So even after a storm, just that mitigation to make sure the roof's patched until you can get the asphalt up there has gone up.
Yeah, it's amazing. People think there aren't very many, in comparison to the number of houses that are around, there aren't very many fires that, take down a whole house. However, if that happens, you really need that insurance. And it could be just a kitchen fire. People don't think about that. You could have, like you just mentioned, the stove, just to replace the kitchen appliances, probably costs more for the average homeowner to replace those appliances than I paid for my first house.
Yeah, it is wild how much some of those have changed. And the good news is there is an awareness of this happening in the insurance market, and carriers are looking for ways to help people make sure that they're covered before the storm happens or before the loss happens. And so some companies, several that we represent, have implemented guaranteed replacement cost. Mm-hmm. And what guaranteed replacement cost does is once you buy the policy, no matter how much the cost of something inflates, they are covering the full replacement cost.
Obligated to do that.
And they're right. Obligated to do so.
Sure. So it's interesting because it is. It's one of those things where people don't think about it. You know, it's like you get a reminder if you got to go to the doctor. You get a reminder for this. You mm-hmm. get, you know, you get an email from your electric company to pay the bill. But a lot of times people just don't think about, well, I should recheck the insurance. Same thing mm-hmm. for cars too, right?
That's true. The cost of rebuying a car has gone up pretty significantly. We have people that have had accidents involving trucks, especially with the shortage of trucks. They're going for $15,000 to $20,000 above MSRP for some of these trucks for contractors. And with that increase, usually the insurance, most policies will cover the actual cash value of the truck. Usually limited to that MSRP. So making sure that the replacement cost is covered and you have agreed value coverage on those trucks is important.
All right. And they can do all of that through Lathrop Insurance, right?
You can yes, sir. And one of the things that we try to do is even if you're just kind of exploring, we have what's called a replacement cost estimator that we can do for somebody. And each time we do a homeowner's quote, we do a replacement cost estimator with it. And so we will look at not only what you're covered for today, but we've talked to local builders, we've talked to others, and have access to these replacement cost estimators that can give you a great idea of, God forbid, if something should happen, what it would cost to get back on your feet.
Right. And excuse me, before the show started, one of the other things we were kind of talking about is that people have so many things, like jewelry in their mm-hmm. house, or they have artifacts of some kind, or they have special mementos. All of those things need to be insured, and they need to talk to you about them, because you don't know they're there unless they tell you, right?
Exactly. And a standard homeowner's form has limits for different categories. So a jewelry limit would be $2,500. There's actually a limit on furs, believe it or not. There's a limit on firearms. So if you have even an old Remington that's worth $25,000, yep. You want to make sure that that's covered separately. Otherwise, at the time of loss, you may get the limit of the policy rather than what the item is actually worth.
Right, and that's specifically jewelry. People don't understand that if they have, you know, wedding rings that are 25, mm-hmm. 30, 40 years or 50 years old,
mm-hmm.
The cost of the gold that might be involved in some of that, or the silver or the platinum or whatever, but all of those things have gone up so dramatically that replacement costs are just sky high.
They are. And even the cost of Rolex watches has almost doubled since pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So things like that, making sure that those are all up to date in the valuations.
So check all that stuff out. This is a great reminder to do that. Lathrop Insurance is involved with all kinds of insurance. We mentioned cars. We mentioned the home. But Coastal Community has boats and other specific things that you can get involved with.
Absolutely. We cover boats as well as the marinas that the boats are in. And we work very closely with a lot of the local small businesses as well. In making sure that they have the coverage they need. So really, we want to be the one-stop shop for those small business owners, people that own homes, and help them with their homeowner's insurance, their business insurance, when they're deciding, when they're buying a car, if it needs to be on their business or on their personal, making sure that we help them navigate those questions, and even extending it out to the life and disability insurance.
Okay. So one of the other things we talked about in the past is being a coastal community, as Westerly is, and a lot of the surrounding areas, whether you're in Connecticut or Rhode Island, you have the opportunity for things to happen relatively quickly and unexpectedly as far as weather is concerned. So it's good to make sure that you're covered there. I know that we've talked about coastal insurance before, flood insurance and mm-hmm. things like that. But always best to check out, see where you are, where you stand on that, right?
Absolutely. And there have been massive changes in the flood insurance markets over the last 6 months. The government has implemented a completely new rating system for flood insurance. And one of the really interesting things on flood insurance is that about 80% of the market is covered by the federal government, but they max out the coverage at $250,000. So if you have or $500,000 for commercial buildings, but if you have a home along the coast in a flood zone and you have $1 million home and it gets wiped out in a storm, you may be sitting there with $750,000 bill in your hand. So making sure that you're looking at flood insurance, not just to satisfy the mortgage, but really what could really happen.
And to compound that $750,000 might have been before all of this, all of this inflation. So you really could be almost double that.
Yeah, we want to
replace the house at this point.
Yeah, we want to make sure that people at least know what their risks are, and then help find ways to cover them. Not every risk is always worth covering. You look at the prices and do a cost benefit analysis, and that's the discussion we want to have is to make sure people are at least aware of the risk that they could face, and find ways to mitigate and transfer that risk to insurance companies wherever possible.
And you also mentioned that massive changes in the last 6 months. So that means that someone that might have, the habit of having a summer home or something mm-hmm. like that, very different than what it was last summer.
It is. And what has happened is the federal government has implemented what's called Risk Rating 2.0, they call it. Equality in Action is their little tagline. And what they did was they changed the way that flood insurance is rated from just strictly based on flood zones to a much more comprehensive actuarial model that incorporates distance to coast, even sea level rise estimates, coastal erosion estimates, and things like that. So we could see people going down on their flood insurance cost, and we could also see people going up. The aggregate will be up.
I'm sure it
not
would.
Down, but there are people that could go down by 30 or 40% too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the point of all this is that you need to check. You need
yes.
to get with an expert because things are changing all the time and you don't know which way it's going to be going for you.
Exactly. And we've helped a number of homeowners and businesses and even some of the municipalities along the coast, design flood insurance programs that either save them tremendous amount of money or we're really transferring much more risk to the insurance company so that they're in a time of a storm much more protected.
One of the other things that we were talking about, you always, I'm sure like in any business, I can tell you war stories about radio business and mm-hmm. Salesmen that sell cars can tell you war stories, that kind of thing about what happened. And I'm sure there's lots of them in the insurance business. One of the things I've always wondered, if someone comes in and changes their insurance policy and then that next day something happens, is that covered or is there a time period? Is there a waiting period?
If you buy a home policy, an auto policy, and something happens the next day, you are covered. We actually had a commercial client that bought a new policy. The first day it was active, they had about a $30,000 water backup in their facility. And it was fully covered. So it's never ideal that's the first day on the new policy. But there was never a question from the insurance company whether or not it was covered. Once that coverage is bound, it is covered. And in Rhode Island, and actually nationally, legally, once an insurance agent verbally says you're covered for this, that is a legally binding agreement if that's a licensed insurance agent telling you that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we have a lot more to learn and a lot more to cover. We're going to take a short break and then be back with more from Dan at Lathrop Insurance. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Dan Lathrop from Lathrop Insurance Company in Westerly. We talked a little bit about general things in that first segment and all the things that you need to check up on. If you haven't checked your insurance policies for a while, give Lathrop Insurance a call and get active. Don't let us sit there and have all of a sudden find out that, oh, we need the disc, but we don't have it.
So. And if you go on our website, lathropinsurance.com, there is a more information tab. If you have any insurance questions, no matter how crazy they are, don't hesitate to put the question in that section, and we will get back to you and answer that question with a thorough research on it. If you have claim situations or any kind of funky insurance question, we're happy to answer them.
And you don't have to be a customer of Lathrop Insurance.
No, you don't.
Okay. So, I mean, it would be nice if they were, but...
Well, hopefully after the answer, we'll be able to help
All right. In that first segment, like I mentioned, we talked about a lot of general things. I want to get a little more specific in an area that I know absolutely nothing about. And you mentioned cyber insurance. Now, does that mean I have to insure the air? What is cyber insurance?
So cyber insurance is essentially insurance for things that happen in the digital world. So the best way to think of cyber insurance is the risks that you take, whether it's online or in the digital world.
So if I'm paying a...
If you're paying bills online.
An insurance bill online.
Or even if you're storing private data for other people online. So Lathrop Insurance, I'll use us as an example. We have very strict data security and store with backups offsite. But if there was a hack of Lathrop Insurance, making sure that we have the coverage to protect all the accounts that we have, that is really what cyber insurance is in place for. And it's offered now both personal cyber as well as corporate cyber insurance. And there's really three major parts of that cyber insurance. One is the first party liability. So first party liability is if you are hacked and someone steals your data or steals money from you, getting that back, that's your first party liability. And that one's pretty straightforward. The third party liability is the next section. And the reason that is so concerning is that is the accounts that you have stored. So if you're a doctor and you have the data for all your patients stored and somehow you are hacked, you have a responsibility to first and foremost identify and notify all those clients, a legal responsibility. And then second of all, you have to provide monitoring and ID protection for all those individuals for up to 2 years. This insurance policy will help cover that. There are also fines that you could face, like PCI compliance fines and things that many people don't fully understand until they have a claim. And then the third part is cybercrime. And cybercrime is if you get an email, a phishing email. So someone in your office gets an email.
All the time.
And it says, hey, Mike is... stuck on the phone, yeah, but need you to wire him $5,000 to this account.
Right.
And someone wires it. That is an intentional act, so it would be excluded from most insurance policies. That cybercrime coverage does cover that.
It's amazing how often something like that happens. I mean, I don't think that I'm an exception to this, but I probably once a month I'll have something happen like that where I'll have a friend call me and said, I just got an email saying that you're in Beirut and you need $5,000, you know, that kind of thing. So it happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting about what you mentioned, you used the doctor as an example. Well, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of small businesses in our listening area that all could be in that same ballgame. They could be an oil company. They could be anything you can think of that collects money.
Right. Absolutely. If you do auto pay for clients, or even if you are a small coffee shop that accepts credit cards, one of the common arguments we hear is, well, we use a credit card processing company, so they do all that. But we did actually just recently have a almost $700,000 cyber insurance claim. And what happened was they had a website that they accepted credit cards on. And that credit card website was literally just a link to a credit card processing company.
Like a PayPal?
It was like a PayPal. It was a smaller version, but it was like PayPal. And what happened was there was a vulnerability on their website that allowed the hacker, which was actually from Russia, to get into the credit card processor. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the company was then responsible for the hack. And the credit card processor's cyber insurance paid out, but then subrogated and went back against the original company. Mm-hmm. So this website that had the small vulnerability was not at the time PCI compliant. And so they amassed almost $700,000 in fines for not being PCI compliant because they were fined per transaction.
Wow.
So insurance did cover that. It was a $5,000 deductible, but after that, insurance covered that. So $695,000 protection that the cyber insurance afforded them that would not have been covered. And this was a very, I mean, it was a relatively small business.
It's amazing the size and the quantity. And then the follow-up on how does that money come back, after an insurance company has to pay that, is there any opportunity to recover that money, or is that just part of, doing business?
Well, in that instance, it was mainly a fine. So it was mainly paid to the U.S. government.
Right.
So that won't be recouped. But with those ransom attacks and things like that, our biggest cyber partner right now is Chubb Insurance Company. And so what they'll do is if you have a ransomware, so if you have all your computers are locked up and can't be accessed because there's a hacker that has locked them up.
They're holding you ransom.
And they hold you ransom. Let's say you have to pay. Usually it's a cyber currency. I don't know what's going to happen with the whole crypto world right now, but usually you have to pay Bitcoin or something like that. A lot of times they'll put a tracker on the Bitcoin, and about 10% of the time it works. So they can get it recouped and catch the bad guy.
So that's 90% of the bad guys that are getting hurt.
It is. And it's usually international.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned Russia, the evil empire right now. So
right now there.
We're not going over there and arresting some guy.
They're trying, but it is usually very difficult.
Yeah. All right. So a whole world of something that I'm sure a lot of our listeners, like myself, that are of an age where, what?
and what's interesting is not only is this happening in the insurance world, but if you have conversations with people from the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, this is one of the most frequent things they're facing.
It's amazing to me that this, when I first started in business, we were using typewriters, so it was one of those things where things have changed a lot. And I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners out there that feel like they're in the same boat. But make sure that it's another thing to be checking out at Lathrop Insurance. Dan, a couple more things to talk about before we wrap up here. I do want to touch on auto insurance, which is a pretty good sized part of your business, I would estimate.
Absolutely.
And, you see a lot of commercials on television for various companies, which is... it seems to me that 50% of the commercials on television are now for auto insurance.
I think that might be accurate.
It's amazing. Some of them are very good. Some of them are very disturbing. Some of them are very aggravating. But almost consistently through all of them, they all talk about how to save money with auto insurance. Like, this is, you're spending too much. Call us. We'll save you money. How does that work? And is it true?
So what they usually will tell you is the percentage of people. So the people that have switched have saved an average of 10%. Yes, that's because everyone that they quoted that was higher didn't switch. You can play statistics anytime you want.
Right.
What we try to do is we do want to find people the right prices and save them money. But most importantly, we want to make sure that we're not saving them money and then costing them tens of thousands of dollars on the back end because they have no coverage.
Reducing their insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah, coverage.
So one of the biggest trends in the auto insurance space is really around behavioral driving monitoring. Hmm. So what that means is essentially for 3 months, you either download an app or you can plug something into your car where it will monitor driving behavior. And so it'll see how often you do fast acceleration, how often you hit the brakes hard, really how safe of a driver are you? And it'll give you a grade, which is actually kind of fun. My wife and I did it, and it was a nice challenge. And at the end of that, you can save 30 to 40% on an insurance policy.
Wow.
While still covering you the right way. So rather than cutting benefits, what you can do is you can show them, hey, I'm one of the safe ones.
Forget the 40. 30% of an average person's car insurance, that's a lot of money.
It can be big money. And different companies have different discounts. But my wife and I did it with Progressive. I know Safeco we've also done it with and many others.
And this is
an
attachment to the car.
It is an attachment to the car, or you can download the app. You can do either or. And that savings, you do a 3 or 6 month trial, depending on the company. And that savings sticks with you forever. So if you have...
Once you've passed, you've passed.
Once you pass, you pass.
All right. Well, that's amazing and a great way to save money. I know the car insurance... can, you know, go anywhere from $1,500 a year to $5,000 a year, depending mm-hmm. on what you're doing, the kind of vehicle you have, and so forth. So 30% of that is significant.
It is very significant, and that's why my wife and I did it.
There you go. All right. So you take your own advice, right?
Yes.
Well, we've covered a lot of things today, and once again, it's always a pleasure to have you in here and find out things that, for the most part, I know nothing about. So I always learn things, and I think the statistic that we had at the beginning of the program where homeowners are looking at, you know, 30, 40, 50% increases over replacement value.
Yes.
Is just staggering. And another good tip here at the end, saving 20, 30, 40% on car insurance. So great things to look at and very beneficial. And Lathrop Insurance, fourth generation company. Dan, are you number four?
I am the fourth generation.
So we have five coming, right?
I do have two sons. I have a 7 and a 4-year-old. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens with them. That'll be interesting. All right. Well, thanks, Dan, for coming in, and thanks for all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. And if anyone does have any... no matter how crazy insurance questions, please don't hesitate to ask LathropInsurance.com.
LathropInsurance.com. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, like I have on the wall here, one of those crank phones, you can call...
401-596-2525. That's 401-596-2525.
Thanks, Dan. And we'll see the rest of you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.